As a Regents Board, what wholesale changes need to take place that you're starting to review regarding keeping teachers in a school for longer terms, regarding how a student receives a diploma and is tested?
Well, we're looking at the whole Regents diploma as well as other diplomas, because when I graduated from this school, we had a Regents Science diploma. I knew I was going to go into healthcare, so my track was a Regents Science. And then those students who wanted to go into the trades, wanted to become carpenters, they had a diploma. And for some reason, we've gotten rid of just those two diplomas. And now we have all these different diplomas for just attending school, which doesn't get you anywhere. You can't even go to a community college with the diplomas that we're giving. So we're really looking at that. Some of my colleagues on the Regents is very concerned about the fact that we don't have diplomas that you can do whatever you want to do. If you want to go to a trade school, if you want to go to college.
The State Education Commissioner, when she was here, she gave a good directive to the school district to move things forward. Has change finally come?
I think that if we give her just a little more time, because she's only been here 3 weeks, and you know, she has the whole state of New York, and there are many issues throughout the whole state of New York. We have 145 schools, I believe, that are on our list across the state of those who are persistently having difficulties. And so she has to deal with each one of those districts throughout the state and come up with plans to help them as well. Buffalo is one of many issues that we have in the state, but it's an important issue for me because I represent this the eight counties of Western New York, and I want as much attention as I possibly can get. But one of the things, as I've said before, and I continue to say this, is I'd like to see our schools, all of our schools. Now, this is my wish list, and I keep talking about it as I go around and ask to speak, that I'd like to see our schools stay open to 7 o'clock every day in these communities. They could be the hub of the community. These schools could have kids come in, help them with their homework, let them run, play in a safe environment, because you know many parents don't want their children to go out because they're afraid, and in some neighborhoods. And then help them with their homework, give them some food, and then put them on a bus and send them home. Meanwhile, their parents, as I said earlier, there's 80,000 individuals in Erie County without high school diplomas. Now, some of those individuals are the parents of these children who are looking at the core curriculum. And the core curriculum, difficult for the kid, but even more difficult for a person that do not have a high school diploma. Let's educate these parents in these schools so they can help their kids. Get them a high school diploma, help them to fill out applications so they can go to work, help them with time management, and then show them how important it is for their kids to attend school.
One of the biggest stumbling blocks in doing something like that, as well as extending the school day, is the union contract.
I am so aware of that, and I'm glad you brought it up. Because, of course, we need to first give those individuals who are with the unions the first opportunity on any job that we have in the schools. There's the engineers, there's the teachers' aides, there's the people who work in our kitchens, there's our teachers, the principal. So all of them would have first dibs on all those jobs. And if they didn't want the job, then we'd open it up to the community. And that way we can start putting monies back into our community. If there's a person who has the background, has degrees, engineers who are sitting at home, who do not have an opportunity to show that they're still worthwhile. There's a lot of seniors who are just phenomenal in these communities. Let's invest in them. Let's get them into school and have them to come in. They're tremendous role models, but of course we have to adhere to our union contracts, and I know that extending the school day, we have to work with our unions, and I would be the last person I'm a member of a union, go beyond them and just do something without their input. But I'm sure that the teachers, they want kids to succeed. The union wants people to succeed. They want our schools to succeed. This is a matter of national security now with public education. You know, we have to have people are going to, you know, we just found another planet up there. You know, we have to have kids that understand what happened. Where did that planet come from? So we really need to have our kids educated for the future jobs in this country.
Regent Collins, thank you.
Thank you so much.